In the day's other news, Wall Street made history, powered by the start of the presidential transition, of reports that Joe Biden will name former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as his Treasury Secretary, and by hopes for a coronavirus vaccine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 455 points and finished above 30,000 for the first time. The Nasdaq rose 156 points, and the S&P 500 added 57. More cities and states are reimposing COVID curbs 2 days before Thanksgiving. Los Angeles County officials discussed a stay-at-home order today, and a state judge refused to block a ban on outdoor dining. California's Secretary of Health warned that things will get worse.
Just as we are exceeding our highest ever numbers of cases, and beginning to see our hospital systems pressed with COVID beyond where they've ever been pressed before, the idea that the numbers of deaths could exceed where we've been before is also indeed real.
A number of other states are also hot spots. We'll examine the situation in Wisconsin later in the program. Human rights groups sounded alarms today over Ethiopia's imminent attack on a rebel nation, region, that is. Government tanks are surrounding Tigray's capital city, and an ultimatum for its surrender expires tomorrow. In 3 weeks of fighting, more than 40,000 people have fled from Tigray into neighboring Sudan. An unknown number have been killed. In central Afghanistan, twin explosions today killed at least 14 people and wounded 45 more. The roadside bombs blew up at a bazaar in Bamyan City, an area that had been relatively free of violence. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. And back in this country, David Dinkins, New York City's first black mayor, has died. He served one term in the early 1990s and lost his re-election bid to Rudy Giuliani as the city battled crime, unemployment, racial violence, and homelessness. David Dinkins was 93 years old. Still to come on the News Hour, the pandemic pushes more Americans into hunger. Wisconsin struggles to handle the major increase in COVID infections and deaths. The hosts of the Bombshell podcast discuss the difficulties women face in the field of national security, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.